USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Putin claims President Biden's war criminal tag may have permanently ended U.S.-Russian relations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Tuesday says Putin brought this on himself.
Russia is the aggressor here, and I think we have seen here at the Pentagon, we've certainly seen clear evidence that the Russian military is conducting war crimes. We think it's important for the investigative process to continue. We're going to contribute to that, but obviously relations with Russia are not at a premium, nor should they be.
The Biden administration on Monday imposed travel bans on Chinese officials whom it accuses of repressing Uyghur Muslims, as well as other ethnic and religious minorities. The State Department is barring the officials from traveling here because of their involvement in repressive acts. The department did not name the officials that would be banned. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Boeing 737-800 owned by China Eastern Airlines crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday with 132 people on board. A security camera caught the jet going straight down after dropping 31,000 feet in about a minute. Rescuers say they've been unable to find any bodies. Teachers are getting a pay raise in the Sunshine State.
There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wellington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As the war rages on in Ukraine, a 7-year-old refugee that had just escaped to Poland sings their national anthem to other refugees in a stadium this week. So far, sanctions imposed on Russian President Vladimir Putin have yet to stop his rampage across Ukraine.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets, among examples, without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Japan was angered on Tuesday after Russia withdrew from peace treaty talks with Japan and froze joint economic projects related to the disputed Kuril Islands because of sanctions imposed by Tokyo over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Believe it or not, Russia and Japan have still not formally ended World War II hostilities. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.